before the lockdowns, Osman, that lots of big car showrooms were being shut down. And it was a weird phenomenon that I was seeing across Gauteng. And I'm wondering whether or not that process accelerated through the lockdowns and has continued up until now.
Good evening, Bruce. Thanks for putting us on the show. Yeah, so what has happened since the lockdown, from we're in level 5, and then from July onwards, we were in level 3. So despite fewer cars on the road, people traveling less, motors sold in 6 months, 41,000 cars, new cars, and sold 38,500 pre-owned cars. So in total, we as a group sold 80,000 cars. Now, when you're traveling on the roads and you look at what's happened, you think there's no activity. But we've been very privileged that we had stock available and we had consumers. Yes, they're buying down. They're buying smaller cars. They're buying smaller SUVs. They're buying pre-owned vehicles. But we're very privileged to be selling 79,500 vehicles in 6 months. And that's helped us generate these profits, and we generated 4.8 billion rand worth of cash in these very difficult 6 months. So we've privileged that we had the stock, we had the customers, we had a very focused, agile, young management team that converted the metal into cash.
Were you doing it with less retail space, fewer square meters and fewer staff? Did you cut back?
On the retail side, we cut down some staff because not everyone could have worked in the dealership at that point in time. We focused on getting the salespeople and the workshop people. The administration people could still work from home, which some of them still work from home. So we restructured our business. Then we worked with people who worked some shifts. There was rotation taking place. And we were very good at talking to people on the computer. So if you look at motors.cars that we developed, you can sit in your study, you can look at 22 OEMs, original equipment manufacturers, with 22 brands. You can go through them, you can find our pre-owned cars all on one platform. You could even complete the finance application on that platform. The last thing you would do then is decide which dealership you wanted. You'd come to the dealership, sign the paperwork, and pick up your car. So yes, we've become more agile using IT platforms and using IT significantly in our business as well.
Is it easier to buy cars now than a year ago?
Yes, it is, because of the technology. People mm-hmm. have adjusted the way they do business, and they streamlined the processes. So that has helped the consumer as well.
And when you look at the future of this business in this economy, I mean, affordability is the name of the game. We're seeing the terms under which you're selling cars being extended, balloon payments, a huge amount of creativity. At some point, though, do you feel like this is going to break, or do you anticipate a continuation of the sort of sales levels that you're seeing?
I think banks have a very good scorecard for their customers. They won't allow fantastic balloon payments or fantastic residual values if they believe your customer can't afford a vehicle. And they have very balanced scorecards, and all our banks do have that. So big balloon payments are in isolation. There must be a very good reason. Either it's a car that can afford it, or it's a customer that can afford it, or things like that. But banks are very responsible lenders. So they're not going to make silly decisions, because they lend a lot of money every month to purchases of cars. So they're very strict, and we have a very disciplined banking system, and their scorecards are very good. So we're comfortable that as long as there are customers, like we've had in the last six months, and the banks continue what they're doing, then we will continue. You know, if you go into lockdown 5, then yes, the ballgame changes are 4. But sure, if we continue in lockdown 3 as we are, then we've got customers, and hopefully we've got the banks to support them, and life will continue in the new normal that we find ourselves in.
Osman Abi, thank you. Chief Executive of Motors, smaller, cheaper cars.